Kickoff with Cathal Minogue and Sky Sports.
Watch every Premier League match this season with Sky Sports and Sports Extra.
Hello, you are very welcome along to this special episode of The Kickoff with myself, Cathal Minogue. And after Thursday night's heroics in the Aviva, we thought we'd put out a special episode ahead of this weekend's game. Ireland take on Hungary in Budapest. It's a huge game. I'm delighted to say that Irish footballing legend Ray Houghton is on the line. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, very well. Very well indeed, thank you.
Talk to me so about Thursday night. It was it was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, I was delighted for everyone concerned. You know, the manager, his staff, you know, the players and the fans. You know, it's been a rough ride recently, the last few years. But the players really put in a performance, put in a shift last night. I thought they were excellent. Every aspect of the game was good. Defensively, nice and solid. Broke at the right times, created chances, got the goals that impacted the game. So all round, it was a very, very good performance and one everyone should be very proud of.
Yeah, it's safe to say, I don't think a lot of people thought it was coming. You know, you could say that you can always catch out the big teams, but this didn't seem like a smash and grab, did it, really? They played very well and they're the better team.
Well, they created the better chances. I don't think anyone questioned that Portugal had the lion's share of possession, but they really struggled to break Ireland down. I just thought, thinking of it this way, you know, the last three games that we've played Portugal away. We conceded very late on in that game. Didn't play great against Armenia, but we won the game 1-0. Didn't concede a goal in that game, and we didn't concede against Portugal on Thursday as well. So that's three games where we've only conceded one goal. So something's changed. You know, we've gone from a team that maybe were a little bit open. And I think a lot to do with it, well, certainly some aspects of it, is having Seamus Coleman back. I just think having that experience, that guidance, you know, that maturity, I think it just works with the other players. You know, there's maybe some of the other lads are a little bit younger, you know, O'Brien, O'Shea, you know, just some younger lads there. And they just probably need a little bit of guidance. And that's certainly what I think Seamus brings, you know, and he just brings a coolness. And I think that's certainly aided the players in the back line as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things. I thought Liam Scales coming in the left wing-back position gave us a little bit more height, you know, a little bit more of a defensive shape. Might be different on Sunday when we play against Hungary because it's a game we need to win. We know the onus of the game. We know what's at stake here. We can't afford to lose or draw the game. It has to be 3 points. That's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's incredible with Seamus Coleman. He hasn't played a full 90 minutes with Everton since early October. And to see him on the pitch last night, at the end of the game, he was still trying to get the crowd up on their feet as the closing minutes. He's the epitome of a leader, really, isn't he, Ray?
Yeah, he is. I think both on the pitch and off of it. You know, I did hear from the players prior to the game against Portugal. They were just saying having someone like Seamus around them, you know, really helped matters. And I think you can see that. You can sense it as well. You know, it's taking a lot of pressure off the other lads in the back line. Now, my only concern with Seamus and with a lot of the players is how much energy did they put into last night, you know, because and it's not just physical, it's mental. You know, when you have to keep your concentration for as long as they did, you know, because Portugal was still creating chances. There were still, you know, like half chances. They were getting balls into the box, but just such was the demeanour of the Irish players as far as you shall not pass from the goalkeeper to everyone who put in an almighty effort into the game. It was evident to see, but I think having Seamus back there, and I think there's some critics who think there might be better right wing backs or left backs, but I think he's proven his worth to the team and what I've seen of him so far.
Talk to me about Troy Parrott. It was an incredible game from him last night. Stepped into Evan Ferguson's boots, so to speak, because obviously the talk during the week was that Evan Ferguson wasn't going to be fit and he had to go back to train with Roma. But I mean, Troy stepped up. I heard him speak last night after the game, said it was one of the best nights of his life. I'm sure it was. You've had those big games yourself, Ray, where things go right, and you've had those iconic goals. And I think we'll all remember, whatever happens next, we'll still all remember the Thursday night in the Aviva when Cristiano Ronaldo got sent off and Troy Parrott scored two goals.
Yeah, the two number sevens for different reasons, wasn't it? Obviously, Cristiano getting sent off and Troy with a couple of belters. You know, listen, there's certain games that will live in the memory, whether it's a fan, a manager, or a player. You know, and certainly for Troy, it would have been the Thursday night match against Portugal. That will be uppermost when he finishes his career. You know, he's been through quite a lot over the last few years. You know, he's transitioned to a great prospect. You know, this youngster that everyone was talking about and talking up and how good he could be and the problems that come with that. You know, the pressure that comes with it and living up to, you know, everyone else's thoughts on you. It can be very, very difficult. And he's had to reinvent himself in many respects. You know, he's gone away, he's gone abroad, he's found himself, and he's in a good place at the moment. And I thought it was refreshing on Thursday listening to him, you know, after the game, saying about how important that game was to him, as it would be for all the players. You know, they're iconic moments and, you know, things that you'll never forget in your footballing career and once it's finished. So, yeah, delighted for him. He had to be patient. But what you want is to someone to come in and take charge, you know, and say, I'm here, I'm ready. And that's what Troy did on Thursday.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of the Shane Long moment against Germany, you know, one that will just go down in memory, which is 10 years ago
absolutely.
Now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about it, you know. You know, for Troy, it might be the game that he finally believes that this is where he should be. You know, that he feels that he's part of the setup that the fans have taken to him. You know, because you know, when he went over to the crowd and, you know, the welcome that he got from him and just the rapport between him and the supporters was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, that's what he wants to be remembered for. And I'm sure that will go a long way to help him. Now, the only thing I'm going to temper it with, because I think there's been a lot of talk, you know, since we won on Thursday night about, you know, how good it was, but you've got to remember it's just one game, as in the biggest one probably Sunday when we play in Hungary. You know, that will be the defining moment. The game against Portugal got us into position, but then we've got to see it through now, to get into that second spot, as it probably will be in, you know. The players have got to be ready for that. You know, in one instance, you want to enjoy the adulation, you want to enjoy the, you know, all the papers and all the media attention that you're getting. But at the same time, you know, the manager has got to calm the players down, make sure that they're fully focused on the job at hand, because it won't be easy. You know, I watched the Hungary and Armenia on Thursday night as well beforehand, and they were pretty decent in the first half. You know, not great, but decent. But the second half, they struggled. You know, they really did struggle. And you just wonder with them, the travelling that they've had to do to get to Armenia, probably less time than what Ireland would have had when they had to go and play in Armenia not that long ago. But, you know, how much of an effect. And then the pressure's on them. They're the home side. You know, the expectation of the Hungary fans is, like, you're at home. You know, you should at least get a draw to take you through. So there's a real emphasis on them, whereas Ireland, though, you know, the pressure's off them a little, and they're the away team, but they can still go and give a performance like they did against Portugal away, like they did on Thursday evening against Portugal at home. And if they can do that, they'll put themselves in a good position, you know, to hopefully get that second spot.
Yeah, is it more of the same from Thursday night? Is that what they need to go with? Obviously, they have to go for the win. They need to win, and that's, you know, they can't do anything else.
You don't have to win the game. Yeah, you don't have to win the game in the first 15 minutes. So, you know, that's one of the problems that teams find, is that, you know, you think, oh, yeah, we've got to win. So, you know, the goal gun hole at the start, and, you know, maybe you get a good fortune, and you get a goal, and you think, oh, that worked. But at the same time, you know, the more the game goes on at 0-0, as an example, the more pressure goes on to Hungary, because they're getting edgy. You know, they're saying, oh, we only need a draw. We'll start you know, protecting the nil all or the draw as it is at that stage. And that then comes a fear. And then it's, I don't want to be the one that messes up. I don't want to be the one that gives away a goal or an incident that might lead to the opposition scoring. So the pressure mounts up. If you go gung-ho straight away and then it goes against you, then you're beaten quite early on in the game. So you've got to temper it. You've got to make sure you get the balance right. You know, and I think the way that, when we've played against Hungary the second half, we played well. I know they went down to 10 men, but we played well. When we played Portugal home and away, we've played well. But, you know, the home game, obviously, there's a little bit more emphasis on attack, and there's got to be a little bit more emphasis on attack at the right times against Hungary. Make sure you're difficult to score against, difficult to play against, have that mentality, have that enthusiasm, have that attitude. And if you've got that, you set yourself out on a good platform when you're playing against the opposition.
Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I'm always reasonably confident, yeah. I know how tough it is. I mean, a lot of the lads haven't been through situations like this before. You know, this is probably one of the biggest games they'll play in for some time. Certainly the biggest one since Thursday evening, you know, but this is probably even bigger in the sense that now you've got yourself into a position, can you see it through? Can you deliver? And that's what the questions will be asked of the players. All I've ever said to the players, helped to encourage them, is just go out and play your natural game. Don't be in fear of the game. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You've got to play the game on its merits. Do what you've been doing recently. You know, we've got back-to-back wins in the group at the moment. That should set them up fairly well confidence-wise. And if you just go out there and apply yourself in the right way, try to take the emotion out of the game, try to take the fear out of the game and just play to your strengths. Yeah, no, I don't see a great deal between the two sides when it comes to quality. You know, so I think we've got every chance if we go about it in the right way. But it might be a bit of luck. It might just be a bit of luck that goes in your favour, and that can sometimes be the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a bit of luck, and you never know.
Yeah.
The last time that Ireland went off to a World Cup in the States, it was a good time for you, Ray, so hopefully...
I'd love to see some of these young lads, you know, get their opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, to save it being a major tournament. You know, the last one we qualified was 2016. And I've got to be honest with you, after three games, I was fearing the worst. When we drew with Hungary, we lost to Armenia, we lost to Portugal. All of a sudden, you're thinking, we've got one point from three games. How are we going to get out of this? But fair play. I know the manager actually spoke about the last game. So he must have thought, at least if we get a win against Armenia, we get a draw against Portugal, then it would put us in. It would have done put us in with a chance still of qualifying with a win on Sunday. So the maths is there. It's all about now just going out there and applying yourself as best you can and believing in yourselves. And you know, if you're not going to be, if you're ever going to be confident, it's going to be now. You know, you're coming off with two good wins. Regardless of the performance against, I mean, it was a win. Needed to win on Thursday against Portugal. Done that. You know, put us in a strong position. Or we needed to get a result, should I say, against Portugal. We could have drew the game and have still been in it. We needed to get a result, and they got a result. And it was a positive result. It was a victory. And actually did the confidence of the world a good going into the game.
Yeah, well, look, we're in a great spot. Isn't it absolutely fantastic to say on the last day?
Well, it's great to hear fans after. I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I heard the fans after the game on Thursday night, and that's as good as I've heard them for a long, long time. You know, they were bristling with confidence. They were overjoyed about what was going on. They were delighted with the energy levels of the players, the commitment, the attitude, and everyone's going away happy, and that's what we want. And on Sunday, you know, the lucky ones that will be there, if we win that game and we get through to the playoffs, that would be absolutely fantastic from where we were, and you know how close you are to actually participating in a major competition, and there's nothing bigger than the World Cup.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well said. And all fans want is some hope, and you want to dare to dream. So, and that's what we have now. We have a chance. Well, Ray, are you heading out to Budapest?
I am indeed, yeah. I'll be going over there for the game. And I've got to be honest with you, I'm delighted there's actually something on it, because, you know, the fear in me was like, oh, what happens this? You know, it could have been a bit of a dead rubber, if you know what I mean, if we hadn't got something out of the game on Thursday evening. So I'm delighted that the boys have done the business, and I'm going there with real hope and belief now. I'm excited about it, you know. I can't wait for it now. Whereas if we'd have been knocked out, I would have been a bit low and a bit you know, what's the point sort of thing. But now there's a real upbeat about the team at the moment. And, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, we go to Budapest on Sunday when we play them and we play to our strengths and believe in ourselves and we get the right result.
Yeah, yeah, let's hope. But look, thanks a million, Ray. You've whetted all our appetites now, so we can't wait for Sunday. Enjoy Budapest, and hopefully you'll be smiling indeed. on the way home.
Let me tell you, I'll enjoy it even more if we've won the game. We'll be celebrating.
Oh,
after
good
that.
Man. Yeah, it's a good city to celebrate in. I've often been out to Budapest, so
it's only a good city when you win. It's only so good if things go against us. Let me tell you. I'm very upbeat about it at the moment.
You are, yeah, you sound good. Well, look, that's great to hear. Ray, thanks a million for joining me. Really appreciate it and enjoy.
All right, pal. Bye-bye.
The Kickoff with Cathal Minogue and Sky Sports.
Watch every Premier League match this season with Sky Sports and Sports Extra.